Lili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're up to the end of Simon Pei Test. The Shulchan Aruch says, Bishas Hadchak, Kigon Shitzarech Lahashkim Laderech, Yochel Lispal Mishalu Midashachar, V'yam Timilikros Kriyashma, Ad Shegiezmana. V'yaf Pishen Asomach Gul Litzfila. So the case is where there's some Shas Hadchak, let's say the person's caravan is leaving, and he has no way, and he has to go. So his only chance to daven Shemoneh Esrei standing is after Alos HaShachar, but he can't say Shmaya because it's not the time of Misha Yakir. So the Shulchan Aruch says to daven standing up overrides saying davening in order of Smichas Gula Litzvila. He should say Shemoneh Esrei standing up after Alos. And then later, when he's on the way, he'll have kavana. He'll say the Birchos Kriya Shema with Shema. Oh, that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Mishnah Berura writes that Rov Olam Ein Nizharim Bizeh Dinahagim Keshat Irach Poskin Desfira Le Demisbachul Tzvila Adif Akem Ispalim Baderach. The Mishnah Berura says that nowadays, many poskim say that no, you should daven in order, and it's indeed better to daven sitting down, davening in order, than to daven Shemoneh Esrei standing, and davening in the wrong order with Shema after Shemoneh Esrei, and that would be the halacha. So if you can daven at home standing after Misha Yakir, that's the best thing. Then you can daven in order standing. But if you can't, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, then you would daven sitting with davening in order with Smichas Gula Litzvila. Now, obviously, if you're going to get to a place where you can daven standing later, so that would be the best thing. Let's say you're traveling, and you'll get to wherever you're stopping before the Sof Zman Tefila. So the Mishnah Berurah says, say Kriya Shema without the brachos. And then when you get to the hotel, you'll daven regular. You'll say Shema again before Shemoneh Esrei, as long as it's before the Zman Tefila. But the point of the Shulchan Aruch is, and we had this already before, that even though the ideal time for Shemoneh Esrei is starting from Vasikin after Nates, but B'Shas Hadchak, one's allowed to daven Shachris already after Alos HaShachar. Okay, Simen Sadi. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamispaga lo yamar agave mita kisei vosafso." A person who's davening Shemoneh Esrei shouldn't stand on a bed, a chair, or a bench. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains, because he's afraid he might fall, and he'll be distracted. He won't have good kavana. Also, v'lo makom gavoa. If you have a raised incline, that the land goes up, and you're davening in a high place, you shouldn't daven there. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ein gavos lifnei makom, shenemar mimamakim krasiyuch Hashem." We have to feel lowly in front of Hashem. You don't want to feel gaiva standing in a high place. If you stand in a low place, and therefore you shouldn't stand on a higher place. Well, now, if the higher place, Seif Beis, has dalad al dalad amos, if it's a big area, then it's like an aliyah mutulis palobo. So that's like a whole. That's like a new level of the ground. You're not staying on a place that's jutting out of the ground in a higher way. That's the level of ground that you're on. And it happens to be higher than the level underneath. That's a new section, and that would be mutter to daven there. That's not called gaiva. That's just the ground where you happen to be. The case that's usser is where there's the regular ground level, and there's one little spot that juts higher, and you dafka stand there. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're a Zakin or a Chola, then it's Mutter. Why? Because it's hard for them to get down, and Chazal didn't force them to be Matriach themselves, so they'd be allowed to daven on the high place, or on the Mito, or the Kiseh, or the Safso. Okay. Another din is, if your Kavana is Lashmiel Litzibur, if you want to be on a high place in order to project your voice, it would be mutter to stand in a higher place for that reason as well. So here the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham that nowadays the minhag is that the place of the shatz is a little lower than the rest of the base Knesset. Some shuls have this. Most shuls don't, but some shuls have this where the chazan stands is a slightly lower than everyone else. Based on Yamamakim Krasicho Hashem. Well, now it's interesting that in the Sephardi world, the custom is the chazan stands on the bima, and he leads the davening from on top of the bima. And indeed, there is a source for this. The Gemara says in Sukkah Nun Aleph Amud Beis that in Alexandria there was a bima shaleitz, and the chazan stood on the bima. So that's the mukkah for what the Sephardim do. That that's not the practice amongst the Ashkenazim. And they say that to respond to the Gemara, that was a special case where when there's such a huge crowd, the only chance of being heard was standing on the bima. But in a normal situation, the chazan should not be standing up on the bima. He should be standing down at the normal place at the umma. But there is a source for the minug of the Sephardim. Well, the Shulchan Aruch says also, if you have a place that's a higher place that's raised and it's not Dalet al Damos, im haya mukaf mechitzos, then you can daven there. Because then the fact that it's raised is not nikkur, it's set apart as a separate section, and that would be mutter. Well, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes an example. If the shul builds a bima and it has not been, and you haven't put up the mechitzos around the bima yet, you know, the little fence around the bima, then you can't daven there. Because that's raised and it's not set apart. Oh. Sif Gimel. There's a very interesting halacha. If you have workers who are up on the trees, and in a date tree and a fig tree, and a time for Shmona Esrei, they don't have to come down. They can daven up in the tree. Why is that? Because Yispatu Mimalachtam. If they have to force to come down, it'll take away from their time to work, and they have to work for their employer. And therefore, they taka daven in the trees. Why dafka an olive tree and a date tree? So the Shulchan Aruch says they have a lot of branches, and it's very hard to come down. It will take a lot of time. But a regular tree that's easy to come down, then their taka is supposed to come down. What if you're the Baal HaBayis? What if you're your own employer? Then even if you're on the top of the olive tree or the fig tree, Sarich Lele Lispalo, because you're working for yourself. So you can take a break if you want. Oh, it's only that they're mako by the Poalim because of Bitul Melacha. It happens to be, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that nowadays the employers aren't so makbid on this minute or two, and it's okay to come down, and nowadays they wouldn't daven up in the tree. They wouldn't daven up in the trees. They would come down to daven on the ground in their regular place. Okay. But the message of this halacha is that when you work for someone, you have an achrayus, you have an obligation. You can't stop and take off here and there. You take off 5 minutes early for lunch, come back 10 minutes late after lunch. You see in this halacha that a worker has a big responsibility to put the work in for your employer, and that's the background behind this halacha. Okay, we'll stop here.